Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody. It's been a while. It's, by the way, me, Mike Atherwood. This is the Mikey Likes You bonus pod. It's been a while since I did one, but my life's been genuinely filled up recently. So I've been trying to hammer down the non-negotiables. My Patreon top tier clients, by the way, maybe investigate that if you're looking for more guidance and help in health and wellness and stuff like that. I've become a real farmer. Building sheds, bales of hay for the guinea fowl, and prepping the chicken shed and the chicken coop to be separate from, you know, where the livestock are going to go and the donkey's going to go. So I've been doing like real farmer stuff. But anyway, it is time for a bonus pod because you deserve one. I wanted to talk about something that I get so many questions about that I knew it was going to be a good topic and that people would be interested. It is the idea of volume and intensity and how the two play on each other and how you can really gear your training to fit your specific goals. Because specificity when it comes to going after physique goals is really important. You don't want to waste time and energy doing things that aren't going to specifically help get you what you want. And that's what the human body's all about, applying stress and then adaptations to that stress. And the adaptations are very unique and compartmentalized because the type of stress that you need to give it is very unique and compartmentalized. Meaning, if you're going for strength, overall strength, you need to train and eat specifically for that. If you're going to lose body fat, you should probably train and gear yourself specifically for that. And of course, if you're going for hypertrophy or muscle, overall muscle growth, you need to train and go specifically for that. So this is the stuff I wanted to break down because there's three or four really popular, really commonly known styles of training. And that is basic strength training. There is high intensity training, and then there is high volume training. High volume training is probably the most well-known and the most commonly looked at by the new or beginner fitness trainer. This is because this is the commonly used technique for bodybuilders and fitness models and things like that. You know, 3 to 5 sets of 10 to 15 reps, pumping the blood into the muscle that you're intending to train. But the problem is that for a natural athlete, the amount of volume that is often used is not sufficient. High volume ends up being not high enough. And really, if you're going for volume training, the intensity has to be high, moderate to high, not super high, but moderate to high. And the volume or the amount of exercises you're doing or sets that you're doing of certain exercises needs to be really high. And this is the kind of analogy I use, and it's an oversimplification, but it is effective. Think of the response or the adaptation that you're seeking to get from your muscles as a stick of dynamite, okay? You can go after it with high intensity training, which is essentially just smashing it with a hammer and it's going to ba-boom, okay? That's high intensity training. Not a lot of volume, not a lot of necessarily of sets or exercise selection, but it's so intense that it gets you that response that you're looking for. High volume training is like hitting it with a pencil. So in order to get that response, you're going to have to hit it with that pencil quite a few times. And I do think that this is not something that should be completely overlooked. I just don't think it is as valuable to most people because I think most people's goals are body recomposition, body fat loss with concurrent muscular retention or gain. Very few people want to lose weight regardless of if it's fat or muscle. I can't think of many people that just, they're like, yeah, I want to lose weight. I'm overweight. I want to lose weight. But if it could be mostly muscle, that'd be great. So that I could just be a smaller, gooier version of myself. That doesn't seem very appealing to most people. Also, being a monster, you know, being Dwayne The Rock Johnson isn't appealing to most people. So that's really where high volume training can be very, very beneficial for pure hypertrophy. If you're a scrawnier person and you want to bulk up, I don't think there's anything as effective as the original kind of German volume training, 10 sets of 10 with 70 to 85% of your one rep max. It is the most effective I've ever seen, either personally using or with other people that I've worked with and trained with. You can't go wrong if you really apply yourself and you focus and you use the amount of effort to elicit the response. The German volume training, which is genuinely high volume, you're talking about 10 sets of 10 reps of squats and bench press. Believe me, that takes its toll. The downside is that it's not quite as effective for complete body recomposition, you know, that weight loss kind of metabolic training, and it makes you so sore. So if you have any dreams or hopes of doing anything else with your life in a physical capacity, if you're in a recreational football league or basketball league, if you're a combat sports athlete, if you are a football player and you want to put on weight, this is something that has to be done completely in the off season, because you are so sore that you cannot effectively explode and use fast twitch muscles in other capacities. It is for pure muscle growth. So that's high volume training, hitting it with that pencil. High intensity training, what I do think is the most overall beneficial for people with that goal of body recomposition, looking good naked. You're talking about two or three working sets of one or two exercises per body part of extreme levels of intensity, hitting that dynamite stick with a hammer. It is not something that can be done really well right out of the gate. It takes practice. It's a skill on top of just taking work ethic. It takes actual understanding of the movements and work, knowing how to effectively push yourself to the maximum limit, to where you absolutely can't. If we're going to use, let's say, a barbell curl as an example, I think most people are familiar with that movement, so it's an easy one to kind of put into consideration. If you're curling a barbell, you have to go to the level where you literally, not slow down. Slowing the movement of the bar, slowing means you're about 3 reps away from failure. You know, it's an estimate, but it's usually 3 to 5 reps when you see bar travel slow. It has to be to the point where if someone had a gun to your head, you could not move the bar any further. The absolute muscular exhaustion. And really advanced athletes will go beyond that. They will have their training partner push, or they will get to absolute failure and then use mechanical extension, which means then they start to use momentum. Okay, the physics of it, they actually add a mechanical advantage by moving their body in a way to just keep pushing beyond failure. Or there's things like drop sets or rest pause sets. Drop sets meaning you go with 80 pounds to maximum amount to failure, then you drop the 80 pounds and pick up 60 pounds and continue going. And it just there's these things to push yourself even beyond failure. And that's high intensity training. There is really no more misunderstood drug on earth than nicotine, because nicotine in and of itself is excellent. I love it. I recommend it to people. It helps so much with appetite control, craving control. It actually provides metabolic boosting. It gives you unbelievable cognitive benefits as far as like clarity and thinking and stuff like that. The problem is that most people associate nicotine with kind of gross ways of getting that nicotine: smoking, vaping, chewing tobacco. This is where Lucy comes in. Lucy makes a full cadre of amazing nicotine products that don't have that grossness attached to it. Lucy nicotine capsules, nicotine gum, nicotine lozenges and pouches, but the capsule pouches have a flavor ball inside each pouch that you can crush for an extra burst of flavor. They come in 2 strengths, 4 and 8 milligrams. Delicious flavors. Spearmint, mango, cool cider. I've tried them all. They're fantastic. Don't wait. Don't compromise your health and go without nicotine when you can get it in a totally cool and non-gross form. And that's where Lucy comes in. Mikey Likes You listeners, go to lucy.co, use the promo code M-I-K-E-Y, that's Mikey. Get 20% off your order of Lucy nicotine capsule pouches or any other Lucy product. That's lucy.co, use promo code Mikey at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. This product contains non-tobacco nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, be sure to use the promo code Mikey. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check them out at betterhelp.com/Mikey. When you're talking about therapy, the best way I like to think about it is through analogy. You get your car tuned up to prevent bigger issues down the road, so you don't have to worry about a catastrophic problem with your car, and you go get checkups at the doctor, even if you're not necessarily feeling sick, because you want to make sure that you can get ahead of anything that could be catastrophic or problematic to prevent injury or disease. Look at therapy the same way. It's routine maintenance for your mental and emotional wellness to prevent bigger issues down the road. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Why invest in everything else and not your mind? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Mikey Likes You listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Mikey. That's BETTERHELP.com/Mikey. There's scientific kind of evidence-based reasons why I think this is the most beneficial overall for most people who are looking to just look better naked. And then there's also just the kind of basic bro kind anecdotal stuff. And I'll start with the scientific stuff. When you are in a caloric deficit, which you have to be in if you want to lose body fat, you have to be in a caloric deficit. You have to be very, very fastidious and very, very aware of how you exert energy because you don't have as much. Your performance is absolutely going to be detracted from. So if you're going into the gym in a caloric deficit, aiming to do 10 sets of something or to do 25 sets total, you're going to be compromising the last half maybe of your workout because your depletion will kick in once you get into 10 sets. Now you're talking about doing 10 completely substandard sets after the first half because you're already in a depleted state. And those 10 substandard sets are not just kind of a waste of time. They can be actually counterproductive to your goals, to your results. So it's better off when you're in a caloric deficit to just try to really curate those 2 to 3 working sets of maybe 2 to 3 exercises and go fucking balls to the wall, because that you can do even if you're in a caloric deficit. But if you're going to do that, then you also have to completely rest in other aspects of your life. This is why I recommend walking and zone one cardio, as opposed to people who are going to say like, well, if I can lift weights 3 days a week, if I ran 10 miles 3 days a week too, I'd be doing even better. No, you can't. You can't have both of those things. If you were to run a 5K 2 or 3 days a week on top of your lifting weights would be absolutely compromised and you'll never be able to train with the intensity to then get the stimulus that you're looking for. So I go with the high intensity training and really focus on that. And then outside of that training, you have your 10,000 steps a day. You have an exercise bike at a very slow pace. Things like that that are definitely beneficial to your health and your metabolism, but aren't going to compromise your ability to actually get the job done when it comes time to go into the gym and do it. Because let's reiterate, you're in a compromised state because you're in a caloric deficit. Now, don't confuse that with what you need to do. High intensity training obviously shares some things that would give you growth in your strength. I don't want to say growth. That's a bad word because then people get confused. You will see progress in your strength numbers, in your squat and your deadlift and things like that. High intensity training will provide that, but it is not optimal by any stretch of the imagination. If your goal is absolute strength or power, even, you're talking about doing a really, really well-regulated amount of intensity for incredibly high levels of sets, but oftentimes for one or two reps. Competitive powerlifters, people that are chasing extreme levels of strength, that's their goal. They're doing 10 sets of two. They're doing six sets of five or three. You know, a powerlifting friend of mine told me, he's like, anything over five reps is cardio for me. And that's strength training. So really, I think I just wanted to take the time to give you a little bit more clarity on the different types of training, which are all they are is tools to get to different jobs. If you're building a skyscraper, you obviously don't want to use the same tools as building my chicken coop in my backyard. And that's kind of the way you got to look at it. There is a Venn diagram thing where all three are going to share some kind of similarities, or they're going to share some of the same assets and burdens, but deterrents. But generally speaking, for the most part, statistically looking at it, they are three separate beasts. If you're training because you want to be as strong as possible, you might be a competitive strength trainer or a competitive powerlifter or Olympic lifter, your amount of rep and your rep ranges is going to be very, very, very low, shockingly low for most people who are just gym rats and like to be healthy, like shockingly low, like eight sets of two, you know, nine sets of three. It's really that low. And that's one of the major problems I have with CrossFit is it has people doing deadlifts and clean and jerks for like 20 reps. It's insanity because those exercises are literally not designed for that. In fact, it is aggressively dangerous to do that. These are you will take 4 to 5 minute rests in between sets and do one or two reps, maybe three. That is strength training or Olympic training, power development training. High intensity training is a very small amount of work done, but it is done at an extreme level of intensity. Again, it is the one I like to encourage most people to give a shot, at least for a while. You can periodize in, you can start to sprinkle in higher volume, but that is the best for what most people are looking for, and that is to just have a better looking body. And then there's high volume training, which is definitely the most advantageous if you're looking to just get jacked. But it does have its downsides if you're trying to either develop your metabolism or try to engage in any other physical activity because it takes its absolute toll. I mean, we're talking, these are the type of workouts where you're like, I couldn't sit on the toilet. And I've been there. Literally, I was contemplating asking my ex-wife to help me take a shit because I didn't think I had enough in my legs to be able to like comfortably get down to the toilet, and I didn't have anything else to grab onto. So that's, and you know, if you're chasing, you know, that level of jackness, go for it. But if you're not, and especially if you're trying to engage in, you know, jujitsu or football, or it will fuck you up and it will compromise your athletic abilities. Okay. So that is, in a nutshell, what I wanted to talk about today. I love you all. In this crazy mixed up world that makes you think that nobody cares, remember, I do.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.